Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two, Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Thank you guys so much for dropping by as we are T-minus 9 days and counting from that July 31st trade deadline in Major League Baseball, Dane. And what amazes me about this trade deadline is the Yankees, who will host the best record in baseball, right? Not even close. Well, Dodgers are close, but they are now the 63 and 33, 62, 30, somewhere along those lines.
30 games over.
What do you do if you're, we know they want pitching. That's probably the only thing they do need, right? And the names that we're hearing, Bumgarner, Syndergaard, even we're hearing Trevor Bauer. And now we talked about Cleveland. Cleveland could use Bauer as one of those pieces to fill the other holes that they have. And they do have them on the Cleveland Indians to make a push forward. So, you know, to me, it sounds like the Yankees want a true number one because Severino is still what? A month, month and a half away from, so I think they had hoped he'd be back by this point. But if you're the Yankees and your wish list, is it Bumgarner? Is that who really you want? Is it Syndergaard? Is it Bauer? Is it like who are you? Who do you want? And who are you happy getting?
Yeah, so I like what you're where you're going here, Joe. It needs to be someone who, in my opinion, here's what I'll say. It needs to be someone better than Masahiro Tanaka. The way I look at it. Here's the way I look at it, Joe. Think about this, okay? You got five starting spots, right, in the Yankees rotation. I'm going to say that Severino, hopefully he'll be there, right? If he's back by the end of August, then he's got September to kind of work himself into form. You got Severino, you got Paxton, you got Tanaka, okay? Those are hopefully three good pitchers. Then underneath that, you have Domingo Herman, you have J.A. Happ, and you have CC Sabathia, right? To me, what you don't need is someone who falls in that J.A. Happ, Domingo Herman, CC Sabathia category. Because I don't need those people in the playoffs, Joe. If I need those, Domingo Herman's going to be a long man. CC's going to get me a spot start if I need it, right? The J.A. Happ, I don't think pitches many innings for us except for in mop-up duty in the playoffs. What I need is someone that I could feel good about running out there in game two against Garrett Cole or in game three against the damn Red Sox. You know what I mean? And if it ain't someone who is dramatically better than me running out Tanaka in that situation, I really don't need him. I don't need like a regular season innings eater. I need a value add over Masahiro Tanaka in the playoffs. That's the only thing I need, because otherwise I can fill innings with J.A. Happ and a guy like Domingo Herman or CeCe. So who fits that category? That's where it's weird. I don't know if Mad Bum really, really does anymore. I know he's pitched well, but can I just run out Tanaka in the same way? You know, I could understand Syndergaard as someone who has that is younger, you know, but for me, that's where it's hard. That's where it's hard because I need a true ace for it to really be distinguishing among the Yankee team that we have right now. You know, is Marcus Stroman that guy? I don't know. Is Robbie Ray that guy? I don't know. Is Matty Boyd that guy? I don't know. You know what I mean? And so I don't think there's any actual true stud out there. Bauer is interesting to me. Bauer is someone who I would like, and I would like to lock him up for a while. But I don't think now, as you mentioned, the way Cleveland is playing, we talk about buyers and sellers. I don't know that Cleveland views themselves as a seller these days, unless they just think he's going to walk as a free agent and they get nothing back. But does that make sense to you, Joe? For me, I need someone who's a distinct value add in the playoffs, someone who can start game three for me. Because if it's anything else or anything lower than that, I've got what I need already to cobble it together.
Yep. The word is that the Indians are looking for immediate major league talent, an impact hitter.
You mean Clint Frazier?
In order to move Bauer. I'm just saying that's what the Indians are saying. We need another bat now.
Sure.
That we can make the push. And that's what I'm telling you, man. Yeah, a guy proven that can hit in this league. Yep. Clint Frazier's waiting, and that's what made the Bauer thing itchy. Because the Indians do need more hitting. Let's be realistic. They need more hitting. In this MLB, the Indians ain't making the playoffs, man, if they can't hit.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, by the way, our boy Jose Ramirez, who's been at like 195 all season, is up to 230, by the way, Joe, and starting to hit the ball as the weather is getting warmer. So we're happy about that. But yeah, I mean, Clint Frazier, and then you put in some other pieces, right?
Yes.
Could be this. And I think the Yankees need to leverage Clint Frazier because their outfield is blocked for years to come, right? With Judge, we know ain't going anywhere. They just extended Aaron Hicks, remember, at the beginning of the season. And then, oh, by the way, you have a $300 million contract in Giancarlo Stanton on the other part of the outfield, all right? You still got guys like Brett Gardner there. They ain't going anywhere. The piece is Clint Frazier. Can Clint Frazier plus parts, even a nice part like a Domingo Herman or a Chase Adams or a Floreal, can that get me a pitcher that is truly an SP2? Okay, because maybe, and I'm being rosy about Severino coming back. We may not have that. It may be Paxton Tanaka and then like, you know, the Hap CeCe. So we need someone. I need someone for game three of the ALCS. If I am not comfortable and confident with that person as a game three ALCS starter, I don't want them. Because in that situation, I've got guys. They're named CeCe Sabathia, Domingo Herman, and J.A. Hap.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. Yeah. And if Cashman is able to pull it off and get himself that front line, number one, number two kind of situation there to be able to make this push, guys, it's over. You're not beating the New York egg. I don't care what you throw at them. I'll say it right now. You give us Bauer, all right, to go into the playoffs with? Yeah. All right. Let me know how that works out for everybody there. You can have Clint Frazier. You want two of them? I'll give you two Clint Frazers. How do you need it?
Word up. That's the thing. Yeah. This is like, remember, our bullpen is dominant. Our offense is huge and elite, right? I would almost try and shoot the moon if I was Cashman. I would try and take Frazier, all the other pieces I could muster that are legit arms from the minor leagues, and I would shoot for names that are not even out there, Joe, that are not even out there that we're hearing. Like, we hear about Wheeler and Syndergaard. Hey, Brady Van Wagenen, what would it take to get DeGrom? You know, that's what I'm trying to talk about. You know what I mean? Like, shoot the moon for the real aces that are out there that are on teams that aren't contending. You know, like, oh, the Diamondbacks fall out of it. Forget about Robbie Ray. Let's talk Zach Greinke. You know what I mean? That's what we need, the real top of the top of the rotation. Hey, White Sox are at it. Give me Giolito. You know, I need real guys, not these guys that are going to be. And that's what they've done in the past, you know, the last few years. Sonny Gray, J.A. Hack. We need to cut above.
Yeah, and then once that happens, it's over. Stick a fork in it. World Series, number 29. Ouch. Coming.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time. TheBestDate100.com.
All right, welcome in, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as we make it rain here this hour. And a big shout out, of course, to Shane Lowry, your British Open champion. 80-1. 80-1 is what he was to win it. Yeah, big, exactly. A big number. Gary Woodland last month won the U.S. Open. He was 80-1. As a matter of fact, the only favorite really to win was the PGA was Brooks Koepka, who's going to be a favorite from now for the next 20 years. Right. He could miss 10 cuts in a row. He's still going to be a favorite. But Tiger was about 15-1, 14-15-1 pregame for the Masters. And a lot of that was simply nostalgia. It wasn't, he should have been closer to 30-1 to win the Masters than he should have been at 14-1 because he hasn't made a cut since. But to his credit, he also hasn't played. But some big numbers in the majors. Keep that in the back of your mind. It's nice the Rorys, the Dustin Johnsons, the guys we continue to see at the top of that leaderboard. But ultimately, especially around major time, this time next year, it's guys with big numbers that end up seem to be coming through. And that's the way, that's the trend in golf right now. So congratulations, though, to them. Obviously, the FedEx Cup now, there's still plenty of golf to bet on over the next couple of months as they look for that $10 million prize. I believe it's next year, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's next year. I think it's they alternate that with the President's Cup, I think. So I think the President's Cup's this year, and then the Ryder Cup is the following year at Medina. It's here in the United States. I know that. They had mentioned that on the show. But I did want to ask you, because I was stuck. I was stuck in Orlando at the park meeting some friends from back home there that I haven't seen in a while, but I was reminded what it's like to be stuck with Giant fans and be the only Jet fan in the crew.
Yeah.
And I was, it's amazing to me because I'm like, Giant fans, I thought you hated your, like, you were, you know, like Eli Manning and like, what are you ripping the Jets for? But I guess the big unknown with the New York Jets is what does Adam Gase bring to the table? Now, listen, I covered the guy 4 years here. And I can tell you right now, I look at the Jets as a giant question mark because I do know Adam Gase has the potential to make this team with the players it currently has, they could be offense, they could be put up ridiculous numbers. But at the same time, I don't know. I've never seen him with a Sam Darnold. We've only had him here with, you know, a bunch of casts off. So you're going into your football draft, right? You're going into this season. You're a Jet fan. What do you expect? Are you even looking at Le'Veon Bells, Robbie Andersons, and Sam Darnolds? Like, are you even looking at any of these guys? Is it worth it, knowing that this could be a pretty damn productive year for the Jets offense?
Yeah, so if we're talking about straight fantasy, right? We're not talking about winning and losing of games for the Jets. We're talking about fantasy.
Start fantasy first.
All right, so fantasy for the Jets, the number one fantasy asset for the New York Jets is clearly Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is a first-round draft pick, Joe. Le'Veon Bell is, in my opinion, running back. Most people would have Lev Bell somewhere between running back 5 to 7, I believe. I just mentioned there's the top four. Everyone believes that these are pretty much the top four: Saquon, Zeke Elliott, Kamara, and McCaffrey. Okay, those are just like kind of in the community, the consensus top four. They are a tier. Below that, your next tier, that's where, if we're going to be broad about it, I would consider five names that next tier. These are running backs 5 through 9, okay? And people can disagree on the order, but in my opinion, the five names are Le'Veon Bell, James Conner, David Johnson, Joe Mixon, and Melvin Gordon. Those are those five names. Now, obviously, if Melvin Gordon holds out, if Zeke Elliott holds out, it's a different thing. But to me, that's the next tier. Those are running backs 5 through 9. Then you get into things like Dalvin Cook, Nick Chubb, some of the Leonard Fournettes, things like that, okay? But I believe Le'Veon Bell is definitively in that next tier of running back 5 through 9. I believe he is definitively a first-round draft pick and someone who you should be happy about as your number one running back on your fantasy team. Joe, you mentioned the Gaze offense. Like, yo, Le'Veon Bell could catch 80 balls out of the backfield here, okay? Right. Le'Veon Bell is going to be used. They signed him to be a workhorse, I think. And the other part that's interesting for me, Joe, here, is that they also signed Ty Montgomery, the Jets, if you remember that. Mm-hmm. And Ty Montgomery is also a running back and wide receiver combo. You know what I mean? This is the kind of guy that was a wide receiver in college at Stanford, played a little bit of running back. It says to me that Gaze's system, the scheme, that's what they're going to want out of that running back position. They're going to want value out of the backfield in the passing game. So, yes, Le'Veon Bell, definitely. The next best asset for the Jets, Joe, is Robbie Anderson, their number one wide receiver. Robbie Anderson, you know, was kind of a down-the-field, stretch-the-field kind of guy. And so at first it was like, oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick was buttering his bread, not so much Sam Darnold. I expect in the second-year jump with a new system, with him doing better, I expect Robbie Anderson to be a more viable fantasy option. I think Robbie Anderson, Joe, is a viable wide receiver 3. And for those of you who don't know, when I say something like a wide receiver 3, what that means, Joe, just for context, because I'm going to keep on saying it this way moving forward. In your standard fantasy league, Joe, there's 12 teams. So your wideout ones are the wide receivers number 1 through 12. Your wideout twos are your overall wide receivers 13 through 24. Your wideout threes are your overall wide receivers 25 through 36, if that makes sense, right? And then if you're in a 14-team league, it's just bigger things, right? So I believe that Robbie Anderson is a legitimate wide receiver 3. That means I believe Robbie Anderson will finish this season between the 25th and 36th best wide receiver in fantasy football. He's a wide receiver 3 for me. Darnold, I don't take a shot on. He's not one of the top 15 or 20 quarterbacks. You can pick him up on waivers. Do not waste the draft pick on him. The one other thing I'd mention is Chris Herndon, Joe, the tight end. He's suspended for the first 4 games of the season for, I believe, PEDs. He was a kind of sexy, chic, kind of up-and-coming tight end that a lot of people believe in. You can maybe target him at the very, very end of your draft as a tight end too, but you could literally do it with like your 14th pick, especially because he's going to be suspended for the first 4 games, Joe.
What about Jamison Crowder? Is he worth a flyer?
He could be worth a flyer on the bench. It could be interesting in this slot. The slot role in this offense could get a lot of targets, but he's something that I'm going to want to wait and see first. I could see Jamison Crowder being a viable like wide receiver 5, someone on your bench, someone who's, you know, viable, especially in PPR formats. Jamison Crowder will get more catches than yards, right? He's not going to threaten the field down, stretch the field. That's Robbie Anderson's role. So he's viable in a PPR format, but he's still just a bench wide receiver.
So it sounds like, I mean, the Jets have, look, you got a legitimate RB, right? So you got a legitimate running back. You've got yourself a, you know, middle to back end wide receiver there that you can, depending on where you are in the draft.
Absolutely.
Darnold, You haven't seen enough from him yet to know. I mean, listen, I think we'll be having a different conversation next year about Sam Darnold and the fantasy draft.
Absolutely.
But at least he's got, I mean, like you said, I got Crowder, Robbie Anderson, Le'Veon Bell. And
you got Inunua as well. They got, yeah.
You've got some guys that would go on teams, and yes, those are his weapons. So from a production standpoint, the sky could be the limit for the Jets offense this year.
Yes, and here's the other thing I would say, though. The worst part, in my opinion, about the Jets roster right now is their offensive line, Joe. And that's what we know can eviscerate the potential of anything, whether it's fantasy or real football, right? I think the Jets had one of the below-average offensive lines coming into this offseason. They addressed it a little bit, but if you remember, Joe, they traded for Raiders guard Osemele. He is a former Pro Bowler, okay? He's got tread on the tires still. I like that move, but really where I think they missed the boat, and remember, it came out afterwards that this is part of why Mike Maccagnan, that GM, is no longer there with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't address the center position. They got Jonathan Harrison there, and they didn't really address that. There were two free agent centers that I really thought the Jets were going to spend some money on, Morse and Paredes. They did not, and I think that could come back to bite them, especially when you have a developing quarterback in Sam Darnold. But listen, Gaze, you know it, Joe. He's an offensive mind. My best case scenario is that we got the young offensive mind at head coach, like, oh, I don't know, like a Sean McVay analogy, but that young coach needed a big-time defensive coordinator established in the NFL. The Rams had Wade Phillips there. Maybe Greg Williams plays that role for the Jets.
Yeah. Defense. It's going to be a whole different set of circumstances. It's going to be interesting. And what about the Giants? Anybody worth outside of Saquon? We'll talk about that coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals.
The baseballs are flying off the bat this year, but I don't know if anybody's conducting an investigation or anything like that. Every pitcher in the league is pitching with the same baseball, and every hitter in the league is hitting the same baseball, so I don't think there's any advantage or disadvantage that has been created. We're all playing the same game.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
right, well, don't look now. I know it's early, but the Broncos have been in training camp here since last week. And boy, oh boy, that Joe Flacco getting a whole lot of props, a lot of claps. Yeah, you got Joe Flacco in the news. People are trying to blow smoke up his ass here in Denver for some reason. But let's see what happens. Joe Flacco, early returns after 1 week of training camp. Let's see if we'll have that conversation here in the next 2 months. That'll be fun. But we're talking Giants football now. We talked about the Jets and what we could expect from some of their star producers, certainly from a fantasy standpoint. Now, when you look at the Giants, everybody knows Saquon. We get it.
Yep.
We know it. But is there anybody else that you can look at on the New York Giants team where you'd go, you know what? You can get some value here. These are guys you got to look at. Or is it Saquon or bust for the New York Giants this year?
Joe, you ask it as though it is kind of like a leading question, but I'm going to surprise you. There is one other person I really do think is viable for the New York Giants, definitely. And it's tight end Evan Ingram, Joe. Tight end Evan Ingram, okay? In the tight end world, okay? Let me set the context for this, Joe. In the tight end world right now, you remember how I said you have a big four when it comes to running backs? There is a big three when it comes to tight ends, the way the boards are falling. This is what the fantasy community believes in, okay? The big three at tight end this year, you can probably know the names, Joe. It is Travis Kelce. Then it is, you know, Zach Ertz and George Kittle of the 49ers. I don't buy George Kittle as much as others, but I'm just taking what the consensus in the community is right now in terms of kind of ADP, Joe, which is also a term out there. ADP is average draft position, just so you know, okay? So outside of those top three, okay, then there's another tier of tight ends, and I believe Evan Ingram is in that tier of tight ends, okay? If you're thinking about it, that has names like Evan Ingram. That's where you have names like O.J. Howard. That's when you have names like Hunter Henry, Jared Cook, Eric Ebron. Some would even consider guys like David Njoku, that sort of thing. I'm talking about tight ends like 4 through 9, let's say. All right. And yes, Evan Ingram, I think, is definitively in that category. Joe, his rookie year, Evan Ingram was good. He bucked the trend of being a rookie tight end that didn't produce. But that was because Odell Beckham was hurt. Sterling Shepard was hurt. Brandon Marshall was even there and was hurt. Last year. Odell Beckham's back healthy. Saquon Barkley's getting targets, so Evan Ingram doesn't do it as much. Now with Odell gone, I think that outside of Saquon, you know, Hunter Henry can be kind of the most heavily targeted New York football giant. I'm high on Evan Ingram. I believe Evan Ingram belongs to be drafted in, I would say the 5th or 6th round of your draft. He is a legitimate tight end one. I happen to like Hunter Henry, O.J. Howard, and Jared Cook slightly better, but he's viable there and a tight end you could be happy with if he's on your fantasy roster. I am, however, fading Golden Tate, their acquisition there in the slot, Joe. And my thinking was this. Joe, when Golden Tate was in Detroit, he had Marvin Jones stretching the field, Kenny Golladay stretching the field, Matthew Stafford, who could throw it downfield. Now he's on the Giants. You got Eli Manning's noodle arm or Daniel Jones, which is not known. And Joe, if you're playing defense against the Giants, what are you doing? You're stacking the box against Saquon, right? And what does Golden Tate usually do? Short little slants, short routes, you know, the bubble screens. With so many more people up front in New York than there were in Detroit, I don't think the type of routes that Golden Tate runs will be as effective. I'm not on Golden Tate this year.
No, so the Giants, is Saquon the clear number one? I mean, should we get that out of the way? Is he the clear number one running back?
I believe he's the number one draft, yes. If I had the number one pick in a fantasy draft in the next month, my number one pick would be Saquon Barkley.
And if you're the number two pick?
Then it depends on format, Joe. You know, like the PPR versus the standard. I believe Zeke is going to lead the league in rushing. You know what I mean? Like, yes. Okay. Right? But in those formats where it's PPR, where you get a point per reception, okay, then I actually think that the difference in the passing game that Kamara affords does put him slightly over Zeke Elliott for me. In PPR settings, I happen to go Saquon Barkley, then Alvin Kamara, then Zeke Elliott, than Christian McCaffrey. In standard scoring, where you don't get the extra point for the reception, then Zeke Elliott becomes number one for me, and Saquon Barkley is number two.
And if and again, wouldn't recommend quarterbacks right off the bat, but who do you think is going to be the first quarterback, or who should be the first quarterback off the board in people's drafts?
I think the first quarterback off the board will be Patrick Mahomes. I think that's deservingly so after the season that he had, but he will not be on any of my teams, Joe. To get Patty Mahomes, you got to draft him in like the third or fourth round. I'm still trying to get my second wide receiver or a running back then, okay? And if you look, Joe, you can understand this. It's about the delta. It's about the delta in production from, say, Patty Mahomes to, you know, another quarterback that will also throw for like 4,300 yards in this pass happy NFL that we're in, right? That delta is not as big as the value of the player you're getting from, say, the third round to like the 10th round, Joe. To make this point, there's no better way to make this point than as I look at the rankings at quarterback right now, just like any website, your consensus rankings for quarterback, okay?
Right.
If you're in a 12-team league, if I take the top 11 quarterbacks off, meaning every other team has drafted a quarterback already, except for you, right? You know who's left staring there at me as quarterbacks 12, 13, 14, and 15? And tell me if you wouldn't be fine, you know, picking from these guys. Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, Jameis Winston, Philip Rivers, Kyler Murray. You're telling me you wouldn't be happy with one or two of those guys? And then when everybody else gets Aaron Rodgers, everybody else gets Deshaun Watson, everybody else gets Andrew Luck, guess what then? You in that spot are getting, Stephon Diggs as your second wide receiver, you know? And then when they're in round 8, 9, 10, and they need to still get wide receivers or running backs, they're getting the back part of a running back by committee, a bench wide receiver. Meanwhile, you already have your starter and you're running out, you know, Drew Brees every week when they're running out, Andrew Luck, right? The difference there is not as big as the difference in the value in the wide receiver or running back you get. Literally, Joe, if you're in a 12-team league, be the last person to get a quarterback. You'll still have your pick of guys like Carson Wentz, Drew Brees, Big Ben, Jameis Winston, Jared Goff, you know, Philip Rivers, Lamar Jackson, if you're into that sort of thing. You know, it doesn't matter. But technically, the top four tier, Joe, and many people, everyone will say Patty Mahomes is number one. I then go Andrew Luck, number two. As you know, I'm high on the Colts. Aaron Rodgers, number three. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be in FU mode trying to prove McCarthy that, like, yo, I got this team. I think Aaron Rodgers, people are forgetting about how good Aaron Rodgers is, Joe. That's going to be a theme every time you ask me about football this year. And then number four would be Deshaun Watson as the fourth fantasy football quarterback. My only fear with Deshaun Watson is, can that O-line keep him upright and healthy this year?
And what about you guys, and you know what's going to happen here. Guys are going to approach their drafts, right? They're going to go wide receiver, running back. Yep. They're going to get all these position guys.
Yep.
And then they're going to go, well, I've got Tyreek Hill, or I've got Michael Thomas. Where are you on pairing quarterback wide receiver combos here on your team?
Yeah, I like that. It's called stacking, Joe, in general.
Right.
And stacking, first of all, Joe, let me make it clear. Stacking is more of a DFS strategy than a season-long fantasy strategy, okay? Because in DFS, you get the Patty Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, whatever it is. You get the Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, right? You get whatever it is, even if it's Jimmy Garoppolo, Marquise Goodwin, for God's sakes, right?
Sure.
Then in the DFS world, when that combo scores and you get the double up, it really is an advantage for you in terms of DFS, right? That's where your bread is buttered. In season-long fantasy, I'm with it, Joe. I'm fine with it. But here's the thing. I want to do this with, if you zoom back a little bit, with an offense that you like and trust, okay? With a passing offense that you like and trust. For example, Joe, give me Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz, sure. Okay, give me Aaron Rodgers and even his number two wideout, you know, and Geronimo Allison, a Marcus Valdes-Scantling, fine. I don't necessarily want to do this, Joe, with like Russell Wilson and Tyler Lockett. Independently, I can see them both, but Seattle is such a run-heavy team, Joe, that on those weeks where they lean on the run game and wind up winning 17-10 or something like that, now you're SOL with both your quarterback and your wide receiver. So I only like stacking in the season-long world if it's a high-powered passing offense. Don't give me Baltimore. Don't give me Seattle. Stuff like that, okay? But the quarterback point, watch. Patty Mahomes, Andrew Luck, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers. I'll give you Matt Ryan, Baker Mayfield, Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Carson Wentz. That's 8 or 9 already I've named, Joe. And
right,
think about all
right,
the names
exactly.
I haven't even talked about yet.
Yep.
So
yep.
Plenty of opportunities.
Wait. I guess maybe that's the biggest thing, right? Be patient. You know,
don't reach.
And maybe that's the biggest problem that people as they go,
right, they get nervous. They think they got to pull the trigger.
Round,
they don't.
You know what happens?
That's
like
why
said,
I say it this way.
Somebody's going to get Mahomes in the third round. The next guy's
going to
crap his pants and go, I got to go and get. So it's patience is probably the biggest thing to walk away here with, where don't reach, especially for the quarterback position. It's not nearly worth what you think it's going to, or at least what most people in fantasy world, think you got to have that quarterback. You don't really.
The difference between, say, Matt Ryan and Big Ben is what?
Right.
200 yards passing across the whole season? You know what I mean? Literally, if you're in a 12-team league, look at the top 11, take them off the board, and be like, am I comfortable with one of the guys left? If I am, then just wait.
Got nothing to lose by waiting, guys. There will be somebody there that's going to get you
a
whole boatload of points
anyway.
Yes, at the QB spot for sure. Hell, you might have your pick of the litter before you know it, though.
If you did it last year, you waited for Patty Mahomes and Matt Ryan.
Exactly. All right, coming up, we'll take a look at the day ahead, the week ahead. We'll do it here. Hopefully make it rain for you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want 2 risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, guys, get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Here's how it works. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make a deposit, and then place your first bet. DraftKings matches it up to $500. It's that simple. Go to sportsgrid.com/DK. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. You got to act quickly, though. Take advantage, because this offer will not be around forever. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network this Monday, July the 22nd. Unbelievable. Think that here we are.
Yeah.
August is just around the corner. So is football season. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And we'll take a look at some of the games on the card. We told you six. We got three matchups in the next 3 days. Six teams involved, all battling for the top five spots in the American League for the playoffs. You got Yankees, Twins, you've got the Astros, you've got the Cleveland playing, and I'm laughing because I forgot to mention them earlier, but they're playing Toronto,
right.
So I didn't really want to mention that all that much. But
right.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't really count, but you've got Boston, Tampa, Yankees, Minnesota, we've got Oakland, Houston. So we've got some matchups here over the next 3 days that are going to go a long way in determining what happens here next month as we get closer to the playoffs. But we were talking, of course, some Jets and Giants, some fantasy predictions, strategy. There is one guy I wanted to throw your way. I wanted to get your thought, because I think people are going to forget about him this year because he ended up getting hurt last year. And I think some people are going to maybe miss out on an opportunity, especially when it comes to, you know, guys that you might want to look at from a fantasy perspective who might have bust out years. And there's always those each and every year. Sometimes it's these guys that put you into the championship game as opposed to, you know, the third place game. And one of those guys to me is, let us not forget about O.J. Howard. Can we not? I mean, a dude that got busted out last year. I think it was an ankle injury.
Yep.
He ended up missing significant time. But this guy has consistently been one of the better tight ends in the NFL on a crap team with a crap coach. Now you bring in Bruce Arians. Now you bring in a rejuvenated, lighter, something to prove Jameis Winston. And, you know, let's face it, they've got weapons. I mean, the thing that they missed the most was a coach who knew what the hell he was doing, leadership. Well, they got it now in Bruce Arians. So dare I say O.J. Howard is a guy that you may want to keep an eye on as a breakout guy this year who might put up just unbelievable numbers coming back after being hurt last year.
I agree, Joe. He is on my radar. Remember, I talked about the tight end position as a tier of the top three, which is Kelce, Ertz, and Kittle. Below that, there is a tier for me of tight ends 4 through 8, let's say, or 9. In that tier, O.J. Howard is certainly there. To me, actually, he is the top of that next tier. I have O.J. Howard as my 4th-ranked tight end. Behind him is Hunter Henry at 5. Behind him, for me, is Jared Cook at 6. Evan Ingram at 7. And then it goes on from there. I agree with you. The change to Bruce Arians is a big one, okay? That is a vertical offense. I am in love with all of the pass catchers in Tampa Bay. Mike Evans is a wide receiver 1 for me. Chris Godwin is a breakout candidate. To me, a low-end wide receiver 2, a high-end wide receiver 3. For context, that means he's right around in total like 22, 23, 24, 25, something like that. And O.J. Howard is the same exact thing. His athleticism, not in concern. The injury is one of the only things that concerns me. The only other thing, Joe, is that Tampa, remember, they also have Cameron Brate. Making America great again. And so I wonder if there's just kind of, you know, because there's two tight ends there, if that hampers some of his opportunities, some of his targets. I think the same thing, in Indianapolis with Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle there, you know. But no, his athleticism, he's primed for a breakout with the scheme in Bruce Arians. I like that call about O.J. Howard, Joe.
And listen, a lot of these, when you look at these guys, you have to consider who the coach is. What is the style of play here, guys?
The offense, right?
Bruce Arians puts guys, as good as they might be, he elevates them that much better. And I think another guy, which I don't know what to make of him, too, is Dante Pettis, who only started from like week 12 on after the bye for San Francisco. But Kyle Shanahan calling plays, I don't know what they're going to get back, Jimmy Garoppolo, but What we learned with Kyle Shanahan and what we all should have known is they could throw you and me out there and can probably still throw for 400 yards a game. So is Dante Pettis, where is he in that scope of things? Could we expect another breakout and even crazier? He only played from week 12 on last year. I mean, that was his starting time after he came out the bye, and they just kept losing guys. And he put up ridiculous numbers with backup quarterbacks. Dare I say Dante Pettis might be one of these guys that you want to look at that could have a ridiculous off the charts year?
Yeah, I see him as a back-end wide receiver 3, Joe. So what that means is something maybe between 30 and 36, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that he's a nice player, Joe. He is a nice player. And I have faith that the San Francisco offense is going to take a step forward under Shanahan with Jimmy Garoppolo instead of backup quarterbacks, right? But mm-hmm. I'm going to introduce another term that you're going to hear me use a lot, Joe. It's called the fantasy herd. To me, the 49ers are a fantasy herd, which means on any given week, I don't know if in San Francisco, if Pettis has a good day, Kittle has a good day, Marquise Goodwin has a good day. Is it a Tevin Coleman kind of day, you know? And so with those guys, I call it the herd. I don't know which one is going to pop their head up. So I think, yes, Pettis is a back-end wide receiver 3 or a flex play, but there are going to be some weeks where he disappears. In consensus ranks, just for the point, Joe, here are the people that are around him, and I'd like some of these other guys better than Pettis. Jarvis Landry is one step below him. I like him a little bit better. Robbie Anderson, who we talked about, is 4 spots ahead of him. Tyler Boyd and Cincy, who a lot of people like. And then other second-year guys like Big Mike Williams, Calvin Ridley. These are the guys that are right in that area, and I lean towards some of those other guys over Pettis. But I would rather have Pettis, say, than a Sammy Watkins or a Will Fuller or a Corey Davis or a Sterling Shepard, which are kind of in the area that he is. Back-end wide receiver 3, good flex play. Definitely worth, he's worth, say, I would say like an 8th-round pick.
Okay, there you go. And really, I think it's going to be real. If Garoppolo comes back, he's healthy. Kyle Shanahan having his number one guy. They're going to put up some points there if all goes well, because they were one of the most unlucky teams of all last year. But Shanahan can coach.
A good name to know.
He's got some weapons.
Because he doesn't have the name recognition, you know? Like some of these other guys in that area. Like, you know who Allen Robinson is. You know who Sammy Watkins is, you know? Definitely a name to keep in your radar at that level of your draft.
Yeah, perfect. And now we take a look here across the board here today, these 3 series, Dane.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more football from here on out as we get closer to the seasons and more teams are reporting the training camps. I am so intrigued tonight by one game that just stood out to me when I looked at the numbers. And in Major League Baseball, you've got 6 teams battling the next 3 days for 5 spots in the American League. We know the National League is a little crumb. We laughed at the American League because, like, it's the Yankees, it's Houston. But it's very top-heavy in the American League, but there still are 7-8 teams battling for 5 spots here, which is really what we've got. And, yes, the Yankees and Houston are at the top, but you do have Minnesota, who plays the Yankees. You've got, you've got Oakland that plays Houston. And I'm looking at this number. Gerrit Cole's going for Houston. It's a home game for Houston, going up against Homer Bailey, who was just traded to Oakland, who won his first game out. But Oakland is getting plus 200. And listen, I love, don't get me wrong, Houston's the favorite here. But at plus 200, this is one of those value situations, Dan, where you look and you go, you're going to tell me. I mean, that's the kind of number you would expect the Marlins to be up against some of the echelon team. You're talking about a team that's on track to win another 90 games this year. And you're going to tell me that they're not going to be they're plus 200, not competitive. It's worth a risk taking to me because of the payout and because Oakland's got a shot at winning this game. I mean, let's be realistic. It's not like it's a foregone conclusion. I'm willing to take a shot at plus 200. Yeah.
Oakland also knows that this is their chance, right?
Yes.
This is their shot to, images in the mirror are closer than they appear, right? Houston if Oakland wins 2 out of 3 or somehow gets a road sweep, we're talking about a 2-3 game lead in this division. I think Oakland is circling this. This is where they know this is their World Series, right? On some level, this is where they get into it. So listen, yes, I lean towards Houston in this game, but when we talk about plus 200, it makes it a viable shot for me. I'm somewhere else, Joe. I'm trying to take a big number down to a small number. I'm being chalky. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm taking what is a minus 250 on a money line down to minus 120 with the run line. Arizona Diamondbacks at home with Robbie Ray against the hapless Baltimore Orioles. Orioles on the road, going to Arizona, interleague in a game they don't really, you know the opponent, need as much. They're running Aaron Brooks out there, who's a guy, you know, pitching to an over 4.5 ERA. And Robbie Ray, remember, the Diamondbacks are one of these teams that we talk about that are 500 in the National League, only two games back of the wild card, right? And then Robbie Ray specifically is a pitcher who may be like being showcased for others, right? So he needs a good outing tonight. I think there'll be eyes watching him. He's at home against the Orioles, who have nothing to play for. I think the Diamondbacks could win this by more than one. I'll take the run line and make it only minus 120. Give me Arizona -1.5.
Like that. Yankees are a minus 112 favorite tonight on the road in Minnesota. CC Sabathia going up against Martin Perez. And it's interesting because the two best teams really to hit left-handed pitching pretty much all year have been the Twins and the Yankees, and they face two left-handers, both of these lineups here tonight. Yankees are a road favorite minus 112 going up against Minnesota. The total is 11. Could I see these two home run hitting teams score more than 11 runs? That might be the play, I think, more than anything else, Dan. Expect the bats and expect the lumber to come rolling out tonight. Minnesota leads the league in home runs. Dare I say both of these teams might be going yard here tonight against these two pitchers?
Yeah, I like that play. I'm looking right now to see if we can get any prop bets on that right now. Okay, so that's where I'm looking.
And Boston, it's interesting. Boston is on the road at Tampa. They got beaten by the series by those Orioles, right? They lost 2 out of 3. It's pretty much a pick 'em tonight between Boston and Tampa Bay, which can I be? It's Rodriguez versus Jalen Beeks, who they called up. But can I be realistic? It is a pick 'em. To me, it's a pick 'em game, too. Even though Tampa's at home, this is a pick 'em game with these. I don't know which one of these two, and I do think it's going to be one or the other, who is going to battle for that play-in game. I don't know which one is better. I don't know who to take. Who are you taking, Snell or Sale?
Well, in that situation, I'll take Sale.
You'll take Sale? Really?
Yeah.
Just have no confidence in Sale anymore.
Sale's turned it
around.
I do
have confidence in the Yankees in Minnesota scoring 100 runs tonight against these
two pitchers.
I like that.
If you can get a home run prop, take it.
Exactly. All right, morning after is next. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 a.m. Make it rain. Good luck.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
The New York Jets is, what does Adam Gase bring to the table? Now, listen, I covered the guy 4 years here, and I can tell you right now, I look at the Jets as a giant question mark, because I do know Adam Gase has the potential to make this team with the players it currently has ridiculous numbers. But at the same time, I don't know. I've never seen him with a Sam Darnold. We've only had him here with, you know, a bunch of casts off. So
right. You're
going into your football draft, right? You're going into this season. You're a Jet fan. What do you expect? Are you even looking at Le'Veon Bell's, Robbie Anderson's, and Sam Darnold's? Like, are you even looking at any of these guys? Is it worth it, knowing that this could be a pretty damn productive year for the Jets offense?
Yeah, so if we're talking about straight fantasy, right? We're not talking about winning and losing of games for the Jets. We're talking about fantasy.
Start fantasy first.
All right, so fantasy for the Jets, the number one fantasy asset for the New York Jets is clearly Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is a first-round draft pick, Joe. Le'Veon Bell is, in my opinion, running back. Most people would have Le'Veon Bell somewhere between running back 5 to 7, I believe. I just mentioned there's the top four. Everyone believes that these are pretty much the top four: Saquon, Zeke Elliott, Kamara, and McCaffrey. Okay, those are just like kind of in the community, the consensus top four. They are a tier. Below that, your next tier, that's where, if we're going to be broad about it, I would consider five names that next tier. These are running backs 5 through 9, okay? And people can disagree on the order, but in my opinion, the five names are Le'Veon Bell, James Conner, David Johnson, Joe Mixon, and Melvin Gordon. Those are those five names. Now, obviously, if Melvin Gordon holds out, if Zeke Elliott holds out, it's a different thing. But to me, that's the next tier. Those are running backs 5 through 9. Then you get into things like Dalvin Cook, Nick Chubb, some of the Leonard Fournettes, things like that, okay? But I believe Le'Veon Bell is definitively in that next tier of running back 5 through 9. I believe he is definitively a first-round draft pick and someone who you should be happy about as your number one running back on your fantasy team. Joe, you mentioned the Gase offense, like, yo, Le'Veon Bell could catch 80 balls out of the backfield here, okay? Right. Le'Veon Bell is going to be used. They signed him to be a workhorse, I think. And the other part that's interesting for me, Joe, here, is that they also signed Ty Montgomery, the Jets, if you remember that. Mm-hmm. And Ty Montgomery is also a running back and wide receiver combo. You know what I mean? This is the kind of guy that was a wide receiver in college at Stanford, played a little bit of running back. It says to me that Gase's system, the scheme, that's what they're going to want out of that running back position. They're going to want value out of the backfield in the passing game. So, yes, Le'Veon Bell, definitely. The next best asset for the Jets, Joe, is Robbie Anderson, their number one wide receiver. Robbie Anderson, you know, was kind of a down the field, stretch the field kind of guy. And so at first it was like, oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick was buttering his bread, not so much Sam Darnold. I expect in the second year jump with a new system, with him doing better, I expect Robbie Anderson to be a more viable fantasy option. I think Robbie Anderson, Joe, is a viable wide receiver 3. And for those of you who don't know, when I say something like a wide receiver 3, what that means, Joe, just for context, because I'm going to keep on saying it this way moving forward. In your standard fantasy league, Joe, there's 12 teams. So your wideout ones are the wide receivers number 1 through 12. Your wideout twos are your overall wide receivers 13 through 24. Your wideout threes are your overall wide receivers 25 through 36, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. right? And then if you're in a 14-team league, it's just